The Voice Bank presents Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. Conceived and written by Saurin Desai, narrated by Sheetal Sani and Saurin Desai. This interpretation of the Bhagavad Gita is not scholarly or literal, but personal and creative, with no intent to hurt the sentiments of any individual, community or religion.
It is said that the Bhagavad Gita has answers for all and all the answers. Join writer and seeker Saurin Desai as each week he grapples with thoughts and challenges related to life, work, and creativity. Then explore the timeless wisdom of the Gita to discover how to harness creativity with grace, understanding, empathy, and timelessness. Welcome to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul. This is episode 1, Navigating Imposter Syndrome and Authenticity. And Saurin is considering if he should stay true to who he is, even in the face of failure.
I would constantly compare myself to others. Not just writers and other creatives, but even those on a more materialistic path. The latter made me feel inferior, while the former triggered imposter syndrome. I felt unqualified, incapable, a fraud about to be exposed, and so used to spend countless hours scouring books, websites, articles, blogs, courses, and podcasts, desperately hoping to find a formula I could copy, something that would show my ability to the world, but only until my sources remained hidden. I knew deep down that I was fooling myself. I was supposed to be authentic, true to myself. In fact, I've preached this axiom to countless people over the years. But the words felt empty. If I had no value, then being myself was worthless. It was then that this shloka from the Bhagavad Gita provided the antidote I was seeking, but didn't know existed.
Shreyan swadharmo vigunaha pardharmat svanushthitat swadharme nidhanam shreyaha pardharmo bhayavaha. Chapter 3, verse 35. It is better to perform one's own duty, though imperfectly, than to perform another's duty perfectly. In fact, it is preferable to die in the discharge of one's duty than to follow the path of another which is fraught with danger.
It was not just all right to take the risks in following what was true to me. It was the only way. I had to stop trying to be someone or something I am not. For playing it safe and following someone else's way would mean a failed life, even if I were to succeed outwardly, for it was not my game to play in the first place. I also heeded Robert Frost, for he had said in The Road Not Taken, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I've started to go within myself to figure out my creativity, vision, and voice. Here are some items on my to-do list. Self-reflection. Spend a few minutes each day reflecting on who I am, what I want to do as a creative, and just as importantly, what I do not want to do. Journaling. Plan to engage in pen on paper self-reflection. Fortunately, a friend is planning a journaling program, so I see ink at the end of the notebook. Sorry, could not resist. Reading. Have not been reading as much as I should, both fiction and non-fiction. But these are the books on creativity and the creative process that I have moved up my to-read, re-read list. The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle, and The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. Community. Seek out and join a community of like-minded individuals for inspiration and motivation. Mentoring. Find someone who has the experience of working with and understanding creatives. Fail try. I have to embrace a willingness to try, fail, and try again. Intuition. Trust the inner voice because it knows what is right for me. And last but not the least, gratitude. Have I found it yet? Barely. Is it my North Star yet? Rarely. But I'm getting there. One thought at a time. One idea at a time. One word at a time. Thank you for your time and attention. The greatest gift you can give me. I'm Saurin Desai. And each week, I delve into the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita. Together, let's create a community of creative souls on this journey of self-discovery and growth. If you have any thoughts, questions, or feedback, reach me at gitacreativesoul@gmail.com. And from this moment onward, I'm on a quest to stay true to who I am, even in the face of failure.
You are listening to Bhagavad Gita for the Creative Soul, produced by The Voice Bank, conceptualized and written by Saurin Desai, voiced by Sheetal Sahani and Saurin Desai, directed by Sundar Sethuraman, executive producer Rashmi Sundaram, special advisor Kushagra Singh, music by Sushant Sonable and Direndra, recorded by Tejas Jadhav and Agnel George. Sound designing and mixing by Sushant Sonable. Recorded at Crescendo Studios, Mumbai. Text copyright Saurin Desai. Sound recording copyright The Voice Bank.